run into Bucky Dumont down to the A&P on Friday. He's the fellow with the horses who gives sleigh rides during our down-home holiday festival. I was doing a little shopping after work, and he was
picking up a few things for the missus.
Sure enough, there in his shopping cart were milk, sugar, a dozen eggs. How about that case of Pabst, Bucky? She asked you to pick that up?
Nope. Them's what I call my office supplies.
I've seen Bucky's office. It's that shed off the barn where he fixes farm equipment and maintains the horse tack. Oh, God, he's got it all decked out. Old pot-bellied stove, TV, mini-fridge, box of cigars, a beat-up old barker lounger, and a rocking chair or two. You know, for his buddies, when they drop over for a board meeting. Heck, it's February. Their wives are probably sick of them, and there's nothing else going on. I notice Bucky has on a pair of decent-looking black boots. Brought me up short, because usually he's in these totally old beat-up clodhoppers. Gee, Bucky, look at those swanky boots. Aren't those sharp?
Got them down to Madden's. Been trying to break them in, but they still smell like old tires.
Oh, I hear you, Bucky. I once got a faux leather jacket down to Rennie's that smelled like that. Seemed like a good deal at the time. It was kind of cute, too, if you discounted the odor. There are some things you can buy cheap, like plastic cups for the deck, and some things you shouldn't. Like smoke alarms for your house. Listen, I'm all for them BOGO sales down to Payless, but I'm not about to buy my work shoes there. I'm on my feet 30 hours a week, behind the checkout counter where nobody can see what I'm wearing. So I'm going for comfort, not looks. But sure, if I see a cute little pair of summer sandals at Payless with polka dots or bows, I'm getting them. I know they'll last only one season, if I'm lucky, and as my sister Irene says, I don't step in a mud puddle. General rule of thumb, put your money into staples. You know, your winter coat and boots, a good bra, moisturizer, and liquid foundation with all the bells and whistles, under eye concealer, real important, a good piece of meat for the dinner, fresh herbs and spices. Then save money on the flash. Scarf, hat, a fun top, lipstick, blush, an eyeshadow, cereal, paper towels. Don't skimp on the toilet paper, though. Pet peeve sidebar. I went to pick up my liquid foundation down to the Estee Lauder counter on Saturday. Not only do they no longer carry my color, they discontinued the foundation, the one I've been using for years. But I ended up getting one with great coverage. Plus, it firms and lifts. Can't underestimate the power of those kind of benefits after a certain age. Once I got over the trauma, I realized it had been time for a change, and I'm loving this new stuff. Imagine that. Anyways, back to the A&P. Bucky goes his way, and I go mine. That's when I become aware of this weird squeaking sound. I'm looking all around. Where is it coming from? About 5 minutes later, I hear it again. Just then, Bucky turns the corner and heads down the aisle toward me. I realize the sound is coming from his direction. At first, I thought it was his shopping cart. You know how that is when you grab a gimpy cart. But no, it's Bucky's new boots. So not only do his boots smell like old tires, they squeak like all get out when he walks. "Hello again, Bucky," I says, eyeing his shopping cart, now plumb chucka full of corn chips, pork rinds, Slim Jims, and a huge box of day-old donuts. "Looks like you got quite a board meeting coming up."
"Yup," he chuckles, "solving the problems of the world one beer at a time. It's hard work, but somebody's got to do it."
And off he goes, squeak, squeak, squeak. I'm thinking Bucky's not much of a bargain shopper, though the missus probably doesn't mind because she can hear him coming from a mile away. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.